South Sudanese refugees in Sudan, most of whom are women, have been protesting at the main entrance of the World Food Programme office in Sudan's White Nile state over the past few days, saying it is unfair to cut their food rations at a time when the refugees are in dire need of food. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via phone from Al-Kashaf refugee camp in White Nile state, Julia Ramadan describes the decision as shocking. Ramadan, a mother of seven, says any cuts of food rations will hurt her family. She is appealing with aid organizations to give them the full ratio.
We are surprised with the decision about the new food ration distribution. Since yesterday, they started giving refugees families half of the monthly quota. If I take the amount of sorghum I received for grinding, it will not last for 10 days.
Ramadan says women continue to face hardships during war, in refugee camps, and in all aspects of life. She said aid groups should consider these before cutting rations.
We as women are the ones bearing the suffering every day. We take care of kids alone. Men normally go to the market or to the place of work and come late. Women are those who endure the sufferings.
Another South Sudanese refugee, Bulus Pajuan, who also lives in Al-Kashaf refugee camp, says the refugees were not informed in advance about the cut in rations. Pajuan, who heads a family of seven, says the refugees are at risk of facing hunger this rainy season. He says at this time of the year, there is no much casual work refugees could find to take care of their families.
We kept on protesting about this decision, but at the end of the day, we are forced to face this reality. We are hungry and we don't have a choice rather than receiving what has been given to us. They put pressure on us and we have surrendered and are now getting half ration.
Pajuan, who fled violence in Upper Nile State in 2014, says he prefers to return to South Sudan rather than suffering in the camp. He says he understands that the political, social, and economic situation in Sudan is becoming difficult and therefore hope to return to his home in Melakal town soon.
At the end of this rainy season, most of us men have decided to go back to South Sudan to assess the situation, find something to do, and provide for our families. Even though we know that there is insecurity there, we don't have any choice only to go back to South Sudan.
The UN Humanitarian Coordinator in Sudan, Eddie Rowe, told this program in late June that about a third of Sudan's population, or 15 million people, face acute food insecurity.
The combined effects of the economic and political crisis, conflict and displacement, climate shocks, including droughts and floods, and a poor harvest in the past agricultural season are among the key drivers of food insecurity in Sudan. To compound the situation, the conflict in Ukraine is further driving up food and fuel prices in Sudan, which is dependent on food imports, with more than half of the country's wheat imports stemming from the Black Sea region.
White Nile State hosts about 300,000 South Sudanese refugees, a majority of whom fled violence in Upper Nile State, according to a UN Refugee Agency report released in July 2022. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.